Exclusive: Restoration Action drops $2 million ad urging senators to reject For the People Act. By Hannah Blow on March 30, 2021. Restoration Action is releasing a $2 million ad blitz in three states, Georgia, Nevada, and New Hampshire, on Wednesday, urging U.S. senators to reject the Democrat-backed S.1, or the For the People Act, which strips states of their ability to implement basic election integrity measures. The ad, Safeguards, focuses on the For the People Act, which the Democrat-led House passed this month. The act would nationalize U.S. elections, stripping states of their ability to implement basic voter ID requirements, clean their voter rolls, and ban ballot harvesting. Americans expect their elections to have safeguards. Only then can we have confidence the results are fair and accurate, the ad states. Incredibly, some in Congress want to strip away those critical safeguards. No more voter ID. Signature verification on absentee ballots virtually eliminated. And effectively allowing non-citizens to vote, it continues. The list goes on. Every illegal vote cancels someone's legitimate vote like yours, it concludes. Tell your senators your vote matters. Tell them to vote no on Senate Bill 1. Watch. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, railed against state election integrity efforts during last week's Senate Rules and Administration Committee hearing on the For the People Act, describing them as one of the greatest threats we have to modern democracy in America. If we don't stop these vicious and often racist actions, third world autocracy will be on its way, Schumer continued, contending that it is precisely why the country so badly needs us. 1. A bill that would combat all of these voter suppression efforts. A bill that would make it easier, not harder, to vote by automatically registering American voters when they get a driver's license, he continued. By guaranteeing at least 15 continuous days of early voting. A bill that would limit dark money and corruption in our politics and much more. Breitbart News highlighted 37 things to know about the Democrat-backed bill. The bill would, in part, usher in federal control over congressional elections. Restrict challenges to H.R. 1 to the federal court system in D.C. Mandate automatic and online voter registration, as well as same-day voter registration. Prevent states from purging their voter rolls. Reduce prison funds to states unless they register former convicts to vote. Mandate early voting and vote by mail without voter ID. Permit unlimited ballot harvesting. Gut basic voter ID requirements. A recently released National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, poll shows a majority of likely voters disagree with key aspects of the For the People Act, such as not requiring ID to vote.